Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And today is the 18th?
August 18th.
Yes. August 18th, 2020. 20. And we're going to do a...
We're going to do something a little different. So we're going to do like game show style. We're trying to do. Hopefully everybody that we got set up to call in calls in. A guy meets a girl for a first date. What can he bring with him to increase his chances of
smashing,
late, you know, whatever you want to call it. We're going to go over like, everyone's going to have their ideas. Whoever gets the most, we have
10. That's 10 and a bonus one.
If
answer.
There's a tiebreaker, if we need a tiebreaker or something like that, if it's close.
Yes.
Whoever wins or gets the most amount right will win a free Barbershop Talk Radio Store.com t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Whatever they want.
Applause. I'm looking at the camera.
I'll put whatever they want on the shirt, you know, courtesy of Barbershop Talk Radio. So that's what we're doing. Game show style, guy meets a girl for the first date. What can he bring with him to increase his chances of getting laid?
Which is, there's a lot of stuff out there. You know,
It depends on where you meet the girl at.
What kind of girl it is.
Yeah, what kind of girl, where you met her. If you met her at a strip club, you know, that would determine something. If you met her at work, you might do something a little different.
Yeah, it depends on where you met her.
Yeah, what kind of girl she is. You kind of can tell from your first impression what kind of girl she is, and you have an idea.
So, you know, if everybody calls in like how I set it up, so...
We're waiting for our caller so we can start the show.
We should have, I believe, two guys and a girl. So we'll have everybody's perspective, so...
And then we got our own, so... Yeah.
And then, well, we're not in the game, so...
No, we got the idea, but we kind of came up with the... Our answers, the people who are calling in, they may have totally different answers, but whoever is the closest.
Whoever gets the most answers right.
Closest to ours, what we pick, will win a t-shirt.
Mm. Now, this can go multiple ways because a lot of people could think a lot of different things.
Differently, that's what I
said.
So, that's why I thought you were going to have everybody kind of like, they have their... come up with their 10 best, you come up with your 10 best, I come up with my 10 best, and then we go from there. That's how I thought we were gonna set it up. I didn't know you wanted to do it like game show style, but I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's Tina.
All right,
Tina.
So we got it, but that's good. We can do game show style.
All right, so we're just waiting on one more caller.
So we can get it started, though. We can get it started.
Everybody has to be here. We'll give it one more second. We'll wait.
Right.
We'll wait one more second. At least we need three.
Okay. You don't want that, buddy. We're showing it.
We're waiting on Sean right now.
Eastwood, you're holding up the show.
Yeah, we're waiting for Sean right now, and then we can get this rocking. We'll go with three. We'll go with Tina, Tone, and
Sean.
So let's go. But anyway, in other news, what's happening? What's been happening in the daily news?
In the world?
I haven't seen much of anything. Honestly.
Me neither, except for Trump taking all the mailboxes out or something like that. That's the only news I know of. Donald Trump is trying to take all the mailboxes out.
But I haven't really seen anything else
like going on. There hasn't been, aside from the guy who was shot in Atlantic City, that was like the end of... That was the end of the major news.
All right, hold on. He's about to come. All right, three.
All right, Sean's calling in now. So again, the topic is, a guy meets a girl for the first date. What can he bring with him to increase his chances of getting laid, to smash, whatever you want to call it? What kind of stuff can he bring with him to try to make sure he gets those cheeks at the end of the day?
I've thought about this long and hard, and There's so many ways a guy can approach. It depends on the girl.
Yeah, it depends on the girl. Depends on where you met her. Yeah, so there's a lot of things.
I think it's going to be interesting to get a girl's point of view and...
Right.
All right, here we go. We
got
them.
Point of
all
view.
Right, a girl's point of view and a guy's point of view. So we'll start off like, all right, let's flip a coin.
We'll do guy, girl, guy.
So who was the first one? She called in first?
Well, they both were at the same time.
Okay, well, she's out there first. So we're going to start the show off with Tina.
All right. All right.
Yo, what's up, Tina? Thank you for calling.
Hey, what's up?
All right. Now, you know the question. You've been prepped already, so you know what's going on. All right. Now, like I said, we got a top 10 list. We got a list. So what's your first answer?
Okay, so he's going to her house?
He's going to her house.
Her house, his house, it doesn't matter. They're meeting for a first date. It's at one of their houses.
I say bring some, like, sexy music that you can dance.
Ding, 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 ding. Yes, sir. Yes.
To give it away to everybody else.
Yeah, that's on the list.
I know, but you're not supposed to tell everybody else on the line that it's on the list.
Yeah, okay, so they can't use that anymore. Sexy music is gone.
Right.
That's exactly what I wrote down with sexy music. All right, Tina has one point. Okay, let's move on to Tone. All right, I'll be right back to you. All right, mute her, and then let's add Tone.
My God.
I thought you were to get all their answers.
And then
come back and let them know who won.
No.
All right, you're trying to do one at a time.
All right, Tone, you're up, bro. What you got? You got the question. You know who it is.
What's your pick? What would you bring
to smash a girl for the first time when you're just meeting her? What would increase your chances of smashing on the first date?
She took my answer, man. But what would increase my chances? It depends, man. Like, what the girl likes. Whatever she likes, I'm going to ask her what she likes, and I'm going to bring whatever she likes.
You don't know her.
You just met her. She knows you enough to invite you to her crib. Now, you got 10 seconds, bro. Come on.
We got it. Here we go.
Drugs.
Is that an acceptable answer? Is that an acceptable answer? You had weed, but not everybody smokes weed, so it's close enough. All right, I'll give him that. Let's move on to Sean. All right, we're right back to you, Tone. Mr. Eastwood, serious, bro. No, all right, Sean, you're up. You meet a girl, you're on the first date. Or you go to her crib for the first time, what would increase your chances of smashing?
You can't say sexy music or performance enhancement drugs.
You can't say drugs, and you can't say sexy music. What do you got?
Well, I'm a whisper in her ear and let my dick grow.
Well, that's not something you can bring with you. You already have that on your person.
This question is very hard. Right?
What would you bring?
What is something you would physically bring with you?
Not physically. It doesn't have to be physically.
Or something you would do or bring
with you. What would you do to try to smash a chick for the first time? What would you bring?
I usually don't have to do anything. My actions speak louder than my words, so I don't really know.
Okay, so you just bring your schlong.
No, but... See, that shit ain't even cool. Like, I don't even.
What would you bring?
Look, you're trying to make it into something it's not.
What are you talking about? I'm asking you a fucking question, Sean. Sean, answer the question.
Well, my big dick will fucking put it down your throat and her pussy and everything else.
All right, let's go back to Tina. Tina, what's next? All right, so we got 8 more answers. He's talking about his shaft. That's
not on the list.
Not on the list. Sorry, Sean.
Next.
All right, Tina, you're back up. What do you got? What? What a guy bring
to your house.
To your house to smash on the first date. What say you?
I'm saying some like wine, bottle of wine.
Alcohol. Damn, T's about to win this shit. All right, we're gonna go to Tone now. All right, Tone, you're up.
Yeah.
What do you got?
All right, what'd you say? All right, what else
alcohol.
Did I bring?
She said alcohol.
She said alcohol.
So we got sexy music, drugs, and alcohol.
All right, I say gifts.
What kind of gifts?
Gifts. Whatever, flowers, candy, whatever she likes. Like,
you got it.
You got it.
All
right. Let's go to Mr. I Bring My Dick.
Let's see if he came up with something else yet.
Yeah, let's see if he came up with anything else. Sean, you're back. All right, let's see if you can get on the board here, man.
No,
what do you got?
I agree with, no, I'm not going to do that to you. Stop.
What are you talking about?
Sean, what are you bringing?
Oh no, I'm gonna have to talk about it.
Okay, Sean's gonna bring a talking game. That's not on the list. Okay, next, let's go back to Tina. It seems like it's just Tina versus Tone.
Tina versus Tone.
This drunk bastard. All right, Tina, you're back up.
Okay,
I
say...
The guy bring it over to your crib to knock it down for the first time.
I don't know, but I say bring some strawberries and whipped cream because you can have fun.
Oh, shit.
No.
Yes, that's right. No,
that's not it.
That's not what we meant when we said that?
Hello?
We're this is going to the judges. Hold up.
We're delivering.
No, all right. Yeah, me either, but that still falls under. All right, we're going to give you that one, Tina. That actually falls under food.
We
have
food, like
we're
said,
like
cooking
steak
dinner.
Or
yeah,
dinner,
he
chicken
comes
dinner.
Up and cooks dinner or something.
But actually, it's still the same thing, food. It's like
strawberry. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it, right? I'm a man, I'm going to bring it, right? Or a girl.
Yeah.
Or I'm a girl, I'm going to bring it to the guy.
Let me ask you this. Has the guy ever brought strawberries and whipped cream to your crib to smash for the first time?
A girl? I don't want a girl coming to my crib with no...
No. I'm saying, has a guy ever brought that over your crib?
He brought that over.
Yeah.
You're getting it on now.
And you got a can of
ready whip.
He's getting this
tail feather. A nice thing of fresh strawberries. Mm.
He wants to play.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. All right, Tina's whooping ass right now. Tony's on the game. Hold up. All right,
Tony.
Tony, you're up.
It's you and Tina.
What was her answer?
Strawberries and whipped cream, which falls under the food category.
All right, so she said food. All right, so okay. All right, I'm bringing some lubricant.
Oh, shit.
I'm bringing condoms, jelly, everything.
If you just said lube, it was wrong.
Toys.
But you
said
some condoms in there.
Oh, shit. Hold up. Chill, Tom. Yeah, but you got lube. You got lube and condoms. Okay. That's cool. Just keep it under that. All right. Let's move on to Sean. Let's see what he brings. New toes. All right. Sean, you back up. What are you bringing to a girl's house to smash for the first time? Besides your dick and talking.
Whispering in her ear.
I guess the only thing I'm left to say is foreplay.
Yeah, now you're bringing foreplay too.
Okay. All right, you're bringing foreplay.
All right,
let's go see that. Well, go ahead, elaborate. I mean, you bring a foreplay. I get it.
So you're basically saying you would go to for a first date, you wouldn't bring anything with you but yourself.
You're bringing your dick, your talking, and foreplay. Nothing else. No flowers, no food.
No music, no alcohol.
No music, no alcohol,
no
condoms, no flowers, no drugs, no nothing.
I don't...
Just your dick, your conversation,
I don't,
a little bit of foreplay.
Yo, I don't practice safe sex, and my dick is big.
Shut the mic off.
This is a family show. This is a family show.
God. I don't practice safe sex. Oh, Jesus. All right, Tina, you're up. Let's go, Tina. Let's rock. What you got?
Oh, wow. This song. Okay. So, bring some porn.
Bring some porno. Porn's on the list.
Now, let me ask you this.
Eat him some strawberries and some whipped cream.
He brought porn with his strawberries and whipped cream.
Has a guy ever brought porn over and you smashed? Has it happened? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I applaud you. No, let's applaud Tina right now.
Okay.
Tina gets jiggy with it. All right. There she does. Porn and alcohol, sexy music.
You know you're getting it on today.
That's what it is. All right. Let's see what Tony's working with. All right, Tony, you're up, bro. Let's see how you score. What will increase your chances to smash on the first date? Let's go.
Money. Bring in money.
Okay. That's a good one, yo. That definitely is. That sounds like going to a prostitute's house, but okay.
You're going to a strip club.
You're going to a prostitute's crib, but all right, if you say so. All right, next question. I think you're right. We should did it the way you said it. So let's rock.
It's all good.
We started now
because you know everybody have different answers, but it's all good.
All right, Sean.
What else you bringing besides
your schlong talking and foreplay?
Little Sean talking and foreplay.
Little Sean.
Let's go. What you got?
I'm gonna probably put my fingers to put the end of the floor at the same time.
Now, has that ever worked for you, Sean? Like, just showing up
multiple
times, talking, foreplay, and fingers.
On your first date.
I didn't think fingers was a thing, but apparently females love fingers. I don't know.
Maybe if you met her at the strip club.
Okay. All right. Keep rocking, Sean. If it works for you, bro, I ain't mad at you. All right. Let's go. Let's go to Tina.
I'm dying.
All right, Tina. What's up? Let's go. What you got?
Three left.
I don't know, but I would say, like, set the mood so you need to bring some candles, right?
Not bad. I'm fucking with it.
You got to get them in the mood, you know? You got to, like, light some candles, you know? It's like a little romantic setting, you know?
You know, that would go with the sexy music, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and the strawberries, whipped cream, and candles.
Tina! Tina's crazy. Candles, whipped cream, porn, shit. Shit. Damn. Hey, you got to put strawberries and whipped cream by that. All right, I'm fucking with it. All right, let's see what Tone's got to say. What's his next one? All right, Tone, what's up? How do you smash, dog? On the first date, what you doing, player? How you doing this?
A massage?
Okay. You just, any reason to grind your dick on her butt?
You said so, man.
Hey, man. Don't act like you ain't never did that before. All right, let's see what's fucking fucking Sean got to say. Jesus Christ. All right, Sean, what other body part you bring with you?
Like little Sean talking, foreplay, and fingers.
All right, Sean, what you got
what
next, dog?
You got?
Yeah, I'm about to work my fingers in my mouth. So I got to go.
Fingers in your mouth?
He's got to go.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Sean's gone.
You're out of it.
He wasn't
anyway.
Taking his game seriously anyway.
No, he wasn't. All right, let's go back to Tina. He got everyone. Nothing he said was on the list, so it's all good.
But you know what? That's probably exactly what he would bring on a first date,
yeah. How about
yeah.
a slobbery drunk?
Yes.
Anyway. All right, Tina,
you know,
you're
that's
up.
The one thing he would have brought was alcohol, and he didn't.
I'm glad he's not my.
Yeah, I really thought he would have said alcohol because that's what he brings everywhere.
Alright, what you got next, Tina?
Alright, like, I say bring some, like sexy toys, you know, like sex toys.
Oh, shit!
That was
okay.
Me for telling you kind of touched on that earlier,
yeah,
but
did.
You didn't go back to it on your next turn.
Yeah, he did. That's there. Okay. Yeah, I think Tina won.
Well, we still got two more left.
No, Toad's doing that. He's doing it. He's definitely doing it.
It's 3-5. One, two,
right,
three, four. That's
a good one.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Tina's got 5, and Tone's got 3.
Okay.
So he's still in it, and there's 2 answers left. Right, and a tiebreaker.
Right. All right. Let's go to Tone. Let's see what Tone's bringing.
All right, Tone, you're up.
Tone, you're up, buddy. What you bringing, bro?
You said sexy toys earlier with your lube and condoms, and he's like, oh, yeah, hold up. All right, that's enough.
You should have said sex toys on the next one.
So I figured you would have came back with sex toys on your next round, but you didn't say it.
Oh, she got my answer.
She got your answer.
Yeah, she did.
All right,
let's go.
But you're still in it.
Yo, come on, think about it.
All right, I'm bringing a video camera.
Oh, you have recorded it, huh? Like, we about to get busy with these drugs and flowers, loops and condoms. I got money. I'm going to give you a massage, and I'm going to record it all.
Yo, that is crazy. This guy's bringing a video camera. Really getting good one, though.
Yeah,
but I don't know what's good. I'm like, yo, you brought a video camera?
Well, he's going to walk in the store and like, I got drugs. Here's some flowers. I got lube and condoms. I got money. I'm going to do a massage, and we got to record it all.
Yo, that is funny.
Yeah, man.
All right, Tina's got the sexy music, alcohol, strawberries and whipped cream, porn on the TV channel, on the show, on the TV.
Or computer, candle, or whatever.
And sex toys laying everywhere. That's what Tina's got. All right, let's get back to Tina.
Sex toys laying everywhere.
All right,
sex
let's go.
That's too funny.
What you got next, Tina?
I don't know, man. You guys are like covering them all.
Nah,
there's three more.
Three left, yeah. Like
three good ones.
Now think about if somebody brought
I don't know,
somebody
like, is like, I was thinking like some sexy lingerie or something. Like,
he's a fucking monster.
That's what I said. I'm like, if the guy comes over with a Victoria's Secret bag, like, here, I got you.
Yes.
And you open it up and it's underwear and a bra or something, you're like, oh,
yes.
Shit. You have to get busy tonight.
Yeah, I'm about to plug Tina, yo. That's
you gotta
fucking crazy.
That on.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Okay, let's get to Tone. Tone's still in the game. He's still shooting threes. All right, Tone, come on. Let's represent for the men, dog. What you got, bro? Think about it.
Man, I can't bring no lingerie over there, man.
You go to Victoria's Secret and you get a nice bra and underwear, have them wrap it all up in a gift bag. Like, here, I got you a present.
She's like, oh, my goodness.
And they open it up like, okay, I see where you're getting at. And then you can record it with your camera. Like, go try that on for me, baby. I want to see what it looks like. It comes out, you got your
So I've got a video camera, a massage. He's throwing money everywhere with lube and condoms.
And he's
flowers. And he's got coke snipped all over the table.
He's got drugs and flowers on the table.
Wait, you forgot gifts. I said gifts.
Yeah, flowers and gifts. But think about it, bro. What the fuck would a girl... See, I'm not trying to give you a hint or nothing, but just think about it. What would you like? They're like, oh, shit. I know he didn't bring all that.
I know what he wants tonight.
Oh,
all right.
I got one. I'm bringing over my kid. She might got kids.
Okay.
Feel me?
Okay.
To keep her
little
kid occupied.
Yeah. Like a little play date while you're smashing the room.
So you can put that video camera to work.
Yeah, so you can turn the fucking, so you can record some shit.
I'll bring the money over and I'll send the money to the kids, man.
There you go. Go buy yourself a pizza. Keep yourself busy because we're about to break out these drugs.
I told him go walk to the store with the money.
Go get some candy.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, stay outside when you get back. The stock is on the door. Don't open
it. Okay, Toad. All right. Cena's up. What do we got, Cena? Now, I know that will work for you, Cena. I know that. Somebody brought the kids up. Like, go outside and play.
Yeah.
All right, what you think?
I wouldn't even have my kids. I'd have to get rid of them. Bye. Going to grandma's house. I don't know. I really don't know what else. Cause like, I mean, I think we kind of like hit it all. You can give us three more.
Two left.
Now, what if I'm gonna give you a hint?
Well,
what
I mean, like,
to do?
I would like, if I don't know, like maybe I'm saying like, if you really like somebody and you like really wanted to be with them, and then like it just never worked out, and then you met them like later on down the line, like. Might want to just, like, throw yourself on them, right? So, like, wouldn't you just, like, bring yourself, like, nude or, like, wrapped up in, like, a bath towel or some shit, coat or something? Does that work?
Okay.
I mean...
So when he's knocking on your door, you're going to open the door naked?
Yes.
Okay, and your trench coat.
Now, like...
Yo, all right. Hey, I ain't mad at it.
Like, you want it,
like... You know what I'm here for, basically.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm here for this. Yeah, all right. I'm going to give you guys a hint on each one. All right. So what do most people do sitting on their couch? Like.
Not even. Like, they come over. Like, hey, you ever.
What do you.
Like, no, I didn't. Okay.
What do most people do sitting on their couch? That's what I'm going to say. It's a simple thing to say, but, you know, that's all. All right, Tony, you're up.
All right. What do most people do on their couch?
Yeah.
Let's say watch a movie.
Yes!
If you're sitting there, you just hang out, you just eat strawberries and whipped cream.
Netflix and chill. Yes. Okay, I'm going to give Tina a hit now. All right.
Five to four.
What do most, all right. I don't know what your favorite. I mean, I know it falls under food, but there's also certain thing.
A certain
kind of food that certain a lot of women like, and they think it's expensive, but yet it's not.
All right.
I mean, it can be expensive. It's like a cat and cat thing. Oh, God, I'm going to tell you.
Well, like seafood.
Yes. Seafood is the best
thing
I've ever had been.
That's a good one.
Definitely. Seafood, drop straws, no other.
He brought clams.
No. I'm allergic to seafood, man. I can't bring seafood.
That's right. So can't even bring seafood.
Oh, shit. He eats clams. He allergic to no seafood.
Oh, so you eat clams?
No.
You eat clams.
Stop, idiot.
There's 7-4, Tina won.
Damn,
thank
Tone.
You.
If Tone, if you didn't, if Tone, if all you had to do, yo, you should
say sex toys.
You said drugs, but you should have thought, you should have said weed, bro. You know you bring weed over to the girl's crib. You know you do.
Yeah.
Bring some it weed. It depends on what weed she likes. I mean, what she likes and shit. I'll bring whatever she likes.
Right,
okay.
Cause
that's why
I
you said drugs, which is cool.
That's what I said. I'm like, not everybody smokes weed, so you can't
right,
just bring weed.
Right.
And be like,
she can like
smoke
pills.
It.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. But yo, congratulations to Tina.
She won an
Tina.
Exclusive barbershop celebrating.
Tina, well, I'm going to send you the website. You can pick out any shirt you want.
Let us know the size. And
whatever size you want. And then whatever your imagination, you know what I'm saying?
It's
whatever you want. Like, if there's something you don't want on there, I can make whatever you want for you. You know what I'm saying?
You
and
want
it
a picture
says,
of your kids. Like, whatever you want, we can put on there. Anything you want.
Yeah. So, let's applaud Tina. And thank you so for playing.
Sean's not in his right mind.
Nah, he's drunk and stupid.
He already drank all that alcohol before he got to the girl's house.
Yeah. Passed out in the parking lot.
Yeah. Put his fingers down his pants.
What was his answer?
No, he said his schlong, talking, foreplay, and
his fingers,
yeah.
Okay. He's a bad date.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the makings of a rapist.
He ain't a cheat date. He ain't bringing shit. Like, he's coming empty-handed.
Now, so let me ask you this. Now, your answers, did any of your answers ever work for you? Did bringing drugs over a girl ever work for you? Flowers, lube, money, massages, a video camera,
your kids,
and...
movies.
Chilling, watching movies? Has that any of that ever worked for you?
Yes, and yes.
Okay.
All right, what out of these have you used? All of them?
Sound like it.
Pretty much, almost all of them. One time.
Okay.
Even
one
a video
time,
camera?
One time
if you don't got the drugs, you use the money to buy the drugs. Whatever you want.
What about the video? Yeah, keep it real, bro. You brought a video camera over?
On the first time?
You
ever
well,
you
know that. You know the iPhone camera, man. Not a real.
That's a video camera. But did that work though?
On the first date.
On the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Damn,
yo, that's a false tone.
It was a while ago, but
it don't matter. It worked. Shit.
Fucking, I had one time, you know, a play date, you know, you bring the kids over type shit. You know, some girls just say, just don't bring anything but condoms, you know what I'm saying? Like, it depends.
Yes, sir. Now, let me ask you. Now, you got sexy music. Now, did somebody bring a genuine CD or something
or did
over?
You already had this set up when they got there.
Now,
somebody bring
has guys brought this over
up.
To your crib? Or, for like, has any of this stuff ever worked on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or did you already have it set up when they got there? She was naked, with her sexy music.
Yeah, I could do that.
Strawberries
like
with some
candles. Set them in the mood. Like, you want some, you gotta go get it, right?
Yay, I ain't mad at you. Now, did the crab legs ever work on you? Or shrimp? Did
crab
that ever
legs?
Work? Yeah.
They ever brought them.
Why did the crab legs ever work on you?
You know what I mean? Like, oh,
I
shit.
I mean, that stuff does shrimp. Make you, like,
some
king
crab
like, on your fingers. So, I mean, like, I've been on a date, like, you know what I mean? Go eat some food, like...
He's hitting this.
They never brought it to your house to make.
He just spent $100 on food. He's definitely getting this vajayjay. Right?
I don't know. I mean, I think that would be something like I would do. I would bring some seafood.
Oh, shit. If a girl brings seafood to my crib for the first date, I'm smashing. Yes.
Some king crab.
Yeah. She's definitely getting it. She deserves it. She deserves it.
Right.
If you just spent $19.99 a pound on some crabs,
yes,
and brought them over, I can have most of them. Oh, yeah. She's getting this dick.
You brought them over to cook for me?
Yeah. She's getting it. She's definitely getting it. Now, it depends on what kind of crab she brings. If she brings over some fucking some blue claw crabs, where I have to fucking pick and
clean on it.
Clean on,
cook on it every day, yeah.
I'm like, all right, that was nice, but honey, you got to go.
Yeah. There won't be a second day, huh?
Now,
if she comes with some king crab legs, it's a different story.
You know what? Sometimes porn might freak certain people out.
Some people don't like porn, but some people do.
Tony, are you a porn guy?
After you sit there and eat your seafood and your crabs, and
have the lingerie, then you get naked.
Yeah.
Then they pull out the sex toys with the candles.
Well, the candles are already lit. You got the music going, the alcohol
and
going.
And then go in the refrigerator and pull out whipped cream and some strawberries.
And then you turn the porn on.
I mean, how can you say no?
Right.
You're definitely smashing.
Unless you're like, get out of here.
You're definitely smashing. But you know what? The craziest one that worked? The video camera?
I know.
Gina, has that ever worked on you? A video camera?
No.
Let's record this shit.
On the first date. That would kind of creep me out a little bit. I'd be like, damn, like, first thing you trying to record me and shit. Like,
yeah, like, I don't know you like that.
I can see it happening to, like, other females maybe, you know, like, that are, like, weak-minded or whatever. And then you could be like, hey, babe, let me record you. Oh, go ahead, girl. Let me see you looking sexy. I mean, I can see some guys trying to pull it off on some women, you know, but not for me. Like, that would kind of creep me out. I'd be like, what? What the fuck are you recording?
Dude, I don't even know your last name, and you trying to record me?
Yeah, I don't know you like that. You're recording me and shit. Like, you want to take a picture together? Like, that's cool. You know?
No faces. All right.
Oh, yeah, like, nah. We just take a selfie together.
But, yo, record that flat out recording. Recording is definitely extra. Like,
I mean, some females will do that shit, but I don't know.
Have you ever recorded? Have you ever let a guy record you
on the first date? Or just in general? Or
no.
Just on the first
Not on the first date.
You have porn? I've
had a guy record me, but not on the first date, though.
So you do have porn floating out there.
What happened?
Yeah, man.
You got a bunch of sex. You got a whole volume sex tape, don't you, Tony?
You got a whole vault. Or you delete it afterwards. Like, yeah, let's record it. Let's watch it back. Let's delete it.
Man.
Damn!
Yeah, okay. Some girls. Some girls like to watch themselves afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
What about you?
Do you like to watch yourself?
Yeah.
You're like, damn, my shit looks big.
Yo, he's real
getting big. Throw the camera at him down.
Like, look at that man. He was working.
Now, how about you,
Tina?
Tina, how about you?
He bragged about it. Like, yo, look, I just tore those cheeks up.
Flexing his shit.
But.
That doesn't work for me, but I guess it works for, like, dudes. Dudes like to watch that shit and then, like, jerk off to that shit, I guess. But.
Why would you jerk off to you smash yourself? You already smashed something. Why would you jerk off to smashing something, though?
What do you mean?
I mean.
She said guys like to watch it later and jerk off to it.
Oh, shit. I don't know about that. I don't know.
I don't know that. That's just gonna phase me. No, and I don't care.
Let's bring in our sex expert, Mr. Tate. Mr. Tate, welcome to the show.
Mr. Tate,
Mike, you're a little late for your game show.
Mr. Tate,
you gotta
check the background.
No, you gotta turn down the background, bro.
Go outside or something.
I said you ain't stay up late all night.
It's a TV. You gotta turn the TV down in the background of wherever you're at.
mute that shit. All right, whatever.
Mike's got too much noise in the background.
Yeah, Mike's too much noise in the background, so. But anyway.
She's the sex expert, Mr. Tate. Mr. Tate, make sure you get your blood out of it. So she gets your, what you bring on a first date.
I really want to know what he would bring. I really want to know what he would bring.
Let's see.
He probably would bring Sean's
Oh, my God. What's
the other
I don't know. Go outside wherever you are, Mike.
I mean, me personally, I'm not a big video courting guy. I'm not.
Not sex videos, anyway. Like,
I'm not a sex video person. I don't believe in drugs. I don't believe in flowers, lubricant,
alcohol, maybe.
Alcohol, money, massages.
I don't believe in condoms.
Condoms. Naked. I wouldn't just show
I definitely
naked.
Ain't bringing a girl on a first date no money. I ain't giving her no money on the first date.
Oh, that's way better, yo.
Is it?
Yeah, taste that. Champagne.
Yeah, I like that one.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I like that one better.
But,
so what are you bringing then?
Me?
Yeah.
All right. Me, I'm bringing, first of all, it depends on the girl.
Right.
Now, say it is a girl that I'm trying to impress.
Yes.
I'm bringing crab legs.
Okay.
I'm bringing crab legs. Crab legs never fail, okay?
You're going to splurge.
I'm bringing seafood.
You're going to splurge on the king crab legs.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to get the big John.
You get a big John?
Yeah, the big John.
You get some clams, some crab legs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to have a whole fucking...
Uh-huh.
I'm bringing scrimps. Oh, this nigga done brought some scrimps. He tried to get this pussy. I have to give it, so he brought scrimps. Yeah, that's me. All right. Now, after that, I think I would bring...
Alcohol.
You can't go wrong with alcohol.
Yeah. And then seafood and, like, food kind of fall under the same category, because that's what I was getting at. Like,
No. Strawberries and whipped cream are completely different than...
They are, but that's what I was getting at. Like, you bring stuff to cook her dinner. Like, you bring food to make her a nice dinner. Like, hey, I just brought some steak and mashed potatoes.
But
I'm
going
to cook dinner for you.
I didn't think of strawberries and whipped cream.
Me neither.
I didn't, but that's a good one by Tina. I would bring condoms, alcohol, seafood, and maybe a massage.
Maybe a massage.
Like, hey, girl, let me massage you. Take your clothes off.
You had a tough day at work.
Oh, and Netflix and chill. Yeah.
Yeah, you work hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'll give you a massage. Like,
now, I don't
that
think
works
I've
for
ever
me.
Been girl 4 hours, except for like my mom. Hmm. All right, give me your list. Hold up. Give me your list.
Mine be like probably.
What can a guy bring over to your crib, and he's definitely getting the cheeks?
It would be probably crab legs, alcohol.
I know.
No,
I do crab legs, the ultimate
panty dropper.
The ultimate panty peelers.
I'd say lingerie, like, yeah. But I don't know, on the first date, if a guy brought me a bag from Victoria's Secret, I might be like, ew, who's this creep? Or it depends. I might be like, okay, all right, this guy's trying to get some. Yeah, Netflix. Watch a movie.
So Netflix and
Netflix, seafood.
So all you got to do is sit on the couch, which is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll drop my phone. Bring some crab legs and sit on the couch.
Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you said you gotta do a show up.
Yeah. Show up in your birthday suit, isn't it?
Naked. Yeah, I think lingerie is a little weird.
For your first date.
Yeah, for a first date.
I mean that's what I said.
Yeah,
like, I can see it depends on the girl, though, because a guy might bring lingerie, and you're like, okay, he's trying to get it. And then a guy might bring lingerie, and you're like, oh, my God, like, I don't even know you, dude.
Yeah, how do you know my size? What are you doing?
Yeah. And I get some lube and condoms and some sex toys, like, okay.
What would be too much of a, let me ask this. What would be too much of a, like, what the fuck, what kind of sex toy is that? Like, what's the off-limit sex toys?
See, I don't know much about sex toys, so I don't know. But
I don't know. Let's ask a professional.
Yeah. Mr. T.
Hey. What's up?
You fix the background noise.
Yeah, all right, you got the background. All right, Mr. Tate's here. Mike, Tone and Tina's
yeah.
on here. You missed the video. You missed the game show. The questions, but
who's on here?
Oh, here.
Tina and Tone, and Sean was on here.
But Sean was acting stupid.
Let's ask Mike. What's the first thing you would bring?
On the first date.
On the first. Ask him.
All right, if you meet a girl and you're going to her house for a first date, what would you bring with you to increase your chances of getting laid?
This big old dick.
Ah, you sound like Sean. So you bring little
Mark. I knew he was gonna say that. This big old dick.
So you're like Sean. You're not bringing anything with you but yourself.
I might bring some buds, some alcohol.
All right.
So you wouldn't bring
those? Couple dollars.
Okay, got money on there. Okay.
Mike, would you bring a video camera?
Would you bring a video camera?
You seem like you would bring a video camera.
Yeah, I mean, but like that's on your phone, so everybody carries a phone.
That's what Toad said. Okay. All right.
You bring condoms and yeah.
What about condoms?
Sex toys.
That depends on who I'm smashing.
All right, now goes your question. What kind of sex toys off like?
What kind of sex toys would be too extreme or
like,
off limits?
If somebody brought
that
it
would
over,
freak you in the, not turn you on, but freak you out.
Like, oh, shit, you're using that on me.
Tina,
oh, we don't.
You know.
Hello.
Yeah.
We don't need no strap on.
Okay, so strap on.
Off limits.
All right, so if a girl came out of the bathroom with a strap on, you'd be like, oh, shit, I'm going home.
Yeah,
you know, they do. It's all in the shy. Like,
oh, that's just like
girls have strap on.
That's girl-on-girl action. How would a girl have a strap on?
Maybe they're fine. Maybe they're fine. And they want to stick it in his butt.
I'm not even
like, yo, I'm out of here. Where's the exit? You would run for the door, too. Someone had a strap on. So would you run for the door?
Right. I mean,
if a girl came out the bathroom with a strap on, would you run for the door?
Hell yeah. I mean, I wouldn't run.
Yeah,
I wouldn't run. What the fuck you doing? What the fuck you doing with that?
Where do you think you're putting that thing?
what do you think you're doing with that shit?
Like, is there another girl coming out the bathroom or something?
Right. We got a special guest coming.
You ain't fucking the hell no.
You ain't sticking that at me.
Are you expecting company?
All right, so what else? Besides this strap on, what else would be off limits?
I want to hear from a girl.
All right, Tina, what else is off limits? If a guy brought some, what kind of sex toys is off limits for you?
Yeah, I was going to say that strap on, but I ain't down with that shit.
You ain't using no. A guy ain't using a strap on.
Yeah, I don't like the ones that like are like real hard plastic. It's got to be like one of the ones that are like the softer ones. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like a
hard plastic. Like I ain't fucking with that shit. Like I don't want nothing to do with it.
Okay. All right, medic.
I'm not beef.
Somebody showed up with anal beads. Right? Is that off limits?
Yeah, I'm not beef for that either. Any people? All
right, Tom. What other kind of sex toys would be off limits for you? Besides a strap on and anal beads.
Anal beads. Strap on and anal beads.
Yeah. What other kind of toys are off limits for you?
What? I don't even know the toys like that.
Yeah.
You've seen enough movies to see sex toys.
What
about supposed to be
Matt?
The expert.
Mike's supposed to be the expert.
Mike's the expert.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the expert.
Mike's the sex expert.
What about a
All right, listen. You know that you ever go to like the sex shops and you see the real big fucking like Godzilla fucking dildos? You know what I'm talking about? That shit's off limits. I'm not down with that. I'm good.
Off limits.
They're huge. No.
Big black
ones. Yes, I'm not fucking with it. Keep it.
Mike, would you say a mask?
A leather mask.
A mask and a ball. A ball.
Wait, what did he say?
A leather mask and a ball with a ball gag. She comes out the bathroom with her leather mask and a ball gag on and her strap on.
He said that's all for the makeup.
Oh, no.
Makeup your ass.
A whip.
Yeah, a whip.
Definitely off women, bro. Hell no.
They got the cute whip with the hearts on them and then you leave heart prints on their ass. That's just cute.
Yeah, some people do like that dominatrix shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, you guys ever see it?
On TV.
They got with the heart at the end and you smack the ass with it and it leaves heart prints all over you.
No, I've never seen that. What, you've had that happen?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got heart bruises all over your butt?
No, like before, not like now, but before I've done it, yeah, like you've had like heart prints all over. It's cute.
Heart prints.
That's rough.
It's painful, but it's cute. Pain is beauty.
And you recorded it as well.
With his leather mask and his dress.
That's you guys' thing. Like, I ain't recording shit.
Yo, all right, let me ask you, Tony.
Unless I meet you for a while and then you want to record me. Like, you ain't recording shit. You want a selfie?
No. I'm talking about penetration. Penetration.
Yeah, I'm saying not recording it. You're not recording shit on me. I'll tell you that right now.
Penetration.
Definitely not on the first date.
Somebody going in those deep cheeks. And how many times has you recorded yourself?
It's going deep on them cheeks.
Tone, let's answer that, Tone. How many pornos have you made, Tone?
How many are out there?
How many takes have you got, Tone?
Did it?
How many takes you got? Or videos?
I did it like a handful of times.
Okay.
I mean, probably like 3 or 4 times.
You watch it back every now and then? Like, yeah, the good old days.
Yeah, you're probably like, yo, well, I can get sponsored.
Well, two of them I seen. The other two I did.
Oh, so you let the girl keep it?
Yeah.
Oh, so somebody has sex tape on you.
Man. If you ever become rich or
no, it probably went down like I had to delete it after a while. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Yeah. Things got serious and you had to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because Tina, how about you? How many times have you been recorded?
Or recorded somebody.
Recorded somebody?
Or how many sex tapes? How many sex tapes are you in?
Starring
I like
you.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Tate. How many sex tapes you got out there? Great Michael Tate.
Oh God.
He's got a lot.
Mr. Expert, how many sex tapes do you got?
Yeah, how many you got?
Oh God, I lost count, man.
Now you have them or other girls have them? Like you have sex tapes out there that have of you? Okay,
yeah,
you got
them
all? Okay. You didn't leave them in the hands of an ex or something?
You're on Pornhub?
I'm on Pornhub.
Are you wearing a leather mask and a strap on in it?
With a ball gag?
Nah, I got a mask on, though.
I'm going to see Captain America. Okay, all right. Me?
I got followers and shit.
I think I've only made one.
Yeah, we do.
I think I've only made one. Yeah. I've only made one or two. One.
I just saw John with you in it yesterday.
Oh my god, I guess I'm on porn.
Hi guys,
I'm about to get off here.
All right, T, thank you, yo. Let me know what size you want. Just I'll text you and just let me know
what you want on it.
And I'll either bring it to you or I'll send it to you. I got you. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye. Don't get too horny on there.
Just ball gags.
Yeah, and a strap on.
Cold showers, guys. Cold showers.
Shit. Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Oh, shit. We didn't even get that far. I was about to say.
Good night.
So, I'm just saying, that's just how you got treated.
Like, have you ever gone for a first date and brought crab legs with you and got some
No.
No.
No,
you never brought crab legs?
What about shrimp?
Nobody does that.
Yeah, people do. Yes.
No.
So you go for a first date knowing you're going to smash. Like, she knows you're going to smash, you know you're going to smash, and that's what you go in there to meet, just to smash.
Not coming over unless it's smashing.
You're not bringing porn or nothing. No, you're going there to get some.
Oh, God. I'm not coming over with them smashing. Like, I hear you.
I'm not even wasting my time. Like,
I hear you.
All right.
Yo, let's end that one. Yo, we're about to end this shit, yo. Yo, Tone, thanks for calling. Mike, thanks for calling, even though you were late. We're gonna do
You got a lot of sports stuff there.
We got a lot of sports shit what I need you on, bro. So stay tuned. I'm gonna hit you up in a few minutes. I'm gonna call your phone.
All right.
Yo, thanks for hitting it up. All right, Mike, thanks for calling, dog. All right, leave the everything.
All right, so make sure y'all check out our website, barbershoptalkradiostore.com. Get yourself a T-shirt. Tina just won an exclusive Barbershop Talk Radio T-shirt.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you guys check it out. Get one, too. $20. If you don't want a T-shirt, donate to the Cash App, Barbershop Talk Radio. Make sure you subscribe to our channel on YouTube. We're trying to grow our platform. YUN9SLIM. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. We need the followers. You can follow us on Listen Live on blogtalkradio.com / YUN9SLIM1224. That's Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to make a Twitch.
Yeah, we're going to make a Twitch. We got kicked off of Instagram.
For some reason.
They didn't like our content, apparently. But we're on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. And anybody who wants to call in to our shows, whenever we're live, 516-387-1879. And again, make sure you get yourself an exclusive Barbershop Talk Radio T-shirt.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
We're working on masks, so we'll have masks next.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you guys for listening and subscribe to the channel. That's YUN9SLIM.
/SLIM.
On YouTube, and then we're working on other platforms, trying to get on other platforms.
Yeah, we're going to set up a Twitch and stuff.
That's Barbershop Talk Radio Store if you want to buy a T-shirt. BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. That's BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. And help support, man. Trying to help a brother out, man. Support. I appreciate people that listen, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Yeah, on the next one, we should have some All-Star Touch Football League news.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
We'll get into that on the next show. This wasn't the show for it. So stay tuned for the next show for the football update.
This is some grown-up shit.
Yeah, this is some adult stuff, I guess.
So, but that was pretty fun, though.
Yeah, it was.
All right, guys. Thank you.